Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you say praise the Lord? Can you really say praise the Lord? Can you really say praise the Lord? For the Lord is good. Say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is.
Say it again. Say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is.
I didn't hear you say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Say, he's good to me.
He's good to me.
Somebody said, the dirt's not on top of you. You ought to know he's good to you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 If y'all cooperate with me, I'll be done in an hour. Y'all don't cooperate with me, I'm going to stay till I get done. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bishop asked me to teach, and I was praying and said, Lord, what shall I teach? And he just gave me these words, love deeply. Everybody say that.
Love deeply.
Say it again.
Love deeply.
Those are the words that he gave me. And so I was saying, Lord, are you saying love you deeply or love people deeply? How do we express that? And so let's look at our scripture text, John 15 and 13. John 15 and 13. And it says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. 1 John 3:16. We want to lay some foundational scriptures and just share what I believe the Lord would have me to share. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now let's look at this word deeply. And when we say it, we just automatically know what we're thinking about. We may think of digging a hole deeply, a deep hole, which... This word is an adjective, and it describes an action. I mean, not an adjective, I'm sorry, an adverb, and it describes an action of a verb. So we're going to do something. So I'm going to give you some synonyms, some words of similar meaning, and when I give them to you, I want you to repeat them loudly. All right? Say intensely.
Intensely.
So deeply means that we love how?
Intensely.
Genuinely, say it.
Genuinely.
We do it how? Genuinely. We are very sincere about it. We are real. I know a person who says that all the time. I'm real. Now about me, one thing you know, I'm real. Some people, they say a hit dog will holler. She give herself away every time. But she does, and she is. Say passionately. Say it again, passionately. That's what we mean when we say love deeply. Let's say profoundly.
Profoundly.
It is sincere, it is deep, it's profound, it is real. Thoroughly. You know, not hitting and missing. Not being sometime, as we say. Amen? And then seriously. And surely. And then I like this phrase. It said, to the quick. You ever got hurt and you said, cut it down to the quick, down to the, amen? So God says for us, his children, point to yourself and say, his child.
His child.
Say me.
Me.
His child.
His child.
To love.
Love.
Profoundly. Seriously, genuinely, surely, intensely, deeply,
to be real about it.
That's what he's talking about. Let's see some antonyms for that, which is just the opposite. You don't have to repeat these, but incompletely, a little, slightly, phrase not for real. Amen? So what are we going to do? Now, God said, I'm going to show you what a deep love is. I'm telling you what a deep love is. Jesus has already demonstrated to us what a deep love is. Ask your neighbor, say, what is a deep love? That a man would lay down his life for his friend. In other words, you are willing to go the extra mile. You're willing to help. You're willing to be there. You're willing, in spite of, to never let go and always hold on to God. Now, what happens when we're born again? What happens when we're born again? We become what? A new creation, new creature in Christ. What does that scripture say? Old things. Everybody say, old things are what? Passed away, and behold what? All things are become what?
New.
Now, that doesn't mean our bodies change. But that spirit man becomes new. But if we don't feed it, we don't cause it to receive the word of God and work at it, it won't grow. Amen? And it will lie dormant and it will do nothing. Actually, then that fleshly side, that carnal side will take over. I often hear people say, they go to church. I can't see how they do that. I have learned, whether it's me, you say, whether it's me, or whether it's you, you point to me or somebody, say, whether it's you. If a person does not put the word in his or her heart, they don't know how to act. The carnal nature, the fleshly nature, the soulish realm will take control. And it will react. Did you ever just, boom, get mad and then you caught yourself? Because that carnal man took over. Now God says, what did he tell us to do? To do what? Love deeply. Then we're going to love, first of all, God with what? All of our what?
Heart.
All of our?
Soul.
All of our?
Mind.
And all of our strength. And then we love our what? Neighbor as ourselves. Now God wants us to be willing to do this. To be willing to do this. To find out how to do it. I have this iPad here and there's so much on it I don't know. Learning how to access what's here and what I can do with it and what I can learn from using it. If I spend enough time working with it, I can learn more of what to do with it. Now, Jordan back there, he thinks he knows everything when we're watching Bob the Train and whatever else he pulls up. And if it doesn't come up fast enough, he's doing this. He knows some of the buttons to press. So you got to know what button of the word of God to press for whatever situation that comes up in your life. And you, when you put the word in, you will know what to do.